Okay, so this exercise is called the diffusion exercise, known by the acronym STOP. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and arms, find a comfy spot for your head, and just take the first few moments to make yourself feel comfortable. Breathe nice and slow in through the nose and out through the mouth, just allowing yourself to get in touch with the contact between your chair and the body, or the furniture, wherever you lay or wherever you sit. Just focus on your breathing. Bring your mind into this moment. Let go of the next and let go of the last. So focusing on the breath coming in through the nose, exhaling out through the mouth, nice and slow. Breathing in nice and deep and slow, in through the nose and out through the mouth. Nice and deep and slow, in through the nose and out through the mouth. And I'd like you to keep focusing on your breath as I just explained what this exercise is about. As I mentioned, this is called a diffusion exercise, and diffusion simply means to separate. So the exercise is all about learning how to separate from distressing thoughts and feelings and sensations in the body, how to separate from urges that we may have, behavioral or habits that we engage in. Diffusion is all about getting separation. Separation is all about getting objectivity, getting distance, perspective. So we can have lots of thoughts throughout the day, and some of these thoughts can be very negative, critical, anxiety provoking, overwhelming, and these thoughts can grip us. It's sometimes easy to get hooked on thoughts, focus on thoughts, whatever the kind of thought may be, whether it's a damning self-critical thought, whether it's a catastrophizing thought, whether we're magnifying something and believing we can't handle something, whether we're thinking in black and white terms, it's good or bad or right or wrong. All of these types of thoughts, we can get hooked on them. And when we get hooked, we start to experience things. So the somatic experience of anxiety, feelings of anxiety, our heart is racing. We can feel despair and sadness and tears. We can feel deflated. We can engage in self-loathing and self-hatred, feeling dejected, full of shame. Whatever the thought, it'll lead to a somatic experience in your body. It'll lead to experiencing certain emotions. And these, in turn, will lead to you doing or not doing certain things. Sometimes this is ruminating, avoiding, or yelling or screaming, or criticizing ourselves. Whatever the behavior may be, eventually it'll happen. So this diffusion exercise is about learning to get good at noticing distressing thoughts and feelings and somatic experiences and behaviors, and questioning them, separating from it, examining, observing it, knowing that it's neither immediately true nor immediately false. It's simply a thought, and the thought in and of itself is not immediately true, nor immediately false, nor is the feelings we have in our body as a result of that thought, or the emotions we experience. Neither those are immediately true or valid. We need to examine, question all things, all thoughts, feelings, and experiences. So this exercise is known by the acronym STOP, S-T-T-O-P, and it's a simple five-step technique to separate from distressing thoughts and feelings and somatic experiences and behaviors. S-T-T-O-P. And the S stands for STOP. Whenever you experience any thought or any emotion or you notice yourself hyperventilating, or your tummy is clenching, or yourself feel yourself overwhelmed or sad, whatever you first notice, the best thing to do is to simply stop. Pause everything. Most importantly, don't ignore it, don't minimize it, nor should you magnify it and jump into the thought and the feeling and make it bigger and bigger and focus on it by ruminating. The most important thing is to just stop. Stop everything. Because in that moment, you're getting hijacked and you want to stop this train from leaving the station. So S stands for stop. The T, the first T, stands for take some deep breaths in and out. Nice and long, slow breaths into 7 and out to 11. You want to take as many long, slow, deep breaths into 7, out to 11, until you can get unhooked. So when you're hooked is generally when your emotions are above a six or above on a scale of 1 to 10. We're starting to get unhooked when we're 5 or below. So start taking notice of how intense the emotions are on a scale of 1 to 10. And when they're above a 5, a 6 or above, you need to do at least a set of 10 breathing. It could be 2, it could be 3, it could be 4. As many as it takes to get it down. Get down the intensity of the emotion, get down the intensity of the stress. Whatever you're experiencing in that moment is not necessarily real. So it's important to breathe, to get the intensity down so you can get some perspective on what's going on what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you're going on in your body, and what the urge is. So get the intensity down. So S is for stop, T is for take it as many deep breaths as you need to get yourself unhooked, to get that intensity down to a 5 or below, and keep working on it until you can get it down to a 3. The second T is to take notice of what you're experiencing. Take notice once you've gotten your whole body relaxed. Take notice of what you were thinking. Take notice of what you're feeling. Take notice of what you're experiencing in your body. Take notice of what the urge was they had to do or to not do. So what were you doing or not doing because of this thought? Take notice of the behaviors. Take notice too of what triggered the whole thing. What was the trigger, inside or out? What were you believing about yourself? Take notice of what you wanted. Take notice of what you needed. If you had a magic wand and you could do anything, what would you have done in that moment? Take notice of the trigger, the context. Take notice of what you were believing and thinking about yourself, the past and the future. And take notice of what you wanted so desperately if you'd had a magic wand. So the first step again is to stop. Whenever you feel yourself hijacked, stop. First T is to take as many deep breaths as you need to get yourself unhooked. So you can get down to a 5 below, preferably down to a 3. The second T is to take notice of everything that's happening in that moment. And the O in stop is to observe what happens when you use your breath and blow it away. And we're going to go through those steps. But observe what happens to the intensity as you focus on the thoughts and feelings, as you focus on what's going on in your body, focus on the behaviors, and you work with your breath, and you just blow it away, and you're taking notice in your mind. And the P in stop is to plan to proceed this time and the next time in an opposite way to what you would have done before. So if you're habitually would have self-criticized and self-loathed in this situation, take some time and show yourself some kindness. Put your hand on your heart. Forgive yourself. Cut yourself some slack. If instead you would have catastrophized and thought the worst, instead, come up with some positive coping thoughts. Come up with some realistic plans. If the way you would have responded before was to avoid, approach. So I want you to, one step of P is to plan to do the exact opposite to what you would have done before. And the other part of P is to plan to show yourself some compassion for what you're experiencing in this moment, regardless of whether you like it or want it, regardless of whether it helps or doesn't help. Just show yourself compassion for what you are experiencing, not what you want it to be. And so we'll go through these steps again, but first what I'd like you to do is bring to mind a recent situation. Bring it back to the forefront of your mind, a situation where you did feel either anxious, overwhelmed, saddened, self-critical, angry, whatever the emotion may be. Bring it back to mind. Bring it back to the forefront of your mind. Take some moments as I'm quiet to bring it back to the forefront of your mind. Remember where you were. Remember what triggered you, what you were thinking, what you're feeling. Try to remember where you experienced that in your body. Was it in your tummy? Was it in your chest? Was it tightness? Was it nauseousness? Was it tension? Where and what? Try to remember what you were believing about yourself, what you needed, what you wanted. Try to remember what you were doing or not doing. Good. Now I want you to engage the first step, the stop. When you think about that event, or you think about an upcoming event, I want you to think about specifically when that event occurred, whether it was a thought or something external to you, when could you have stopped the whole thing from building? When could you have intervened and paused everything? So just bring to mind when you first noticed you were starting to spiral. When you were first noticed you were starting to shame, catastrophize, magnify, think in black and white terms. When did you first notice the distress building? And in that moment, what did you notice? So think about stopping. Had you stopped in that moment? Stopped everything. How could it have been different? What would it have been like? And when you think about the future, if that were to occur again, how could you stop it from building? What will you do? What will you say? What will you do in that moment to stop the dominoes from building? To stop yourself from unleashing on yourself. What specifically will you do to stop? And when you think about that situation now, or you think about a future situation which will be similar, I want you to imagine stopping and just taking some deep breaths. You're just standing or sitting there and you're just breathing. You haven't solved anything yet. You haven't figured anything out. You're just stopping everything though and you're taking some deep breaths. And I'd like you to imagine that now and do that now. So imagine yourself stopping and taking some deep breaths and take some deep breaths now. Nice and slow into seven, all the way in continuously, and all the way out to 11, as comfortably out to 11 as you were at 1, 2, and 3. So take some time now as I'm quiet to take as many long, slow, deep breaths in and out to de-escalate. As you continue to take some long, slow, deep breaths in, it's very difficult at first, whenever you're in these situations, to stop and to take some deep breaths. Habit would have us just ruminate more and more, catastrophize more, magnify more, engage in these old habits, these familiar habits. So it's very difficult at first to engage in the opposite, to stop everything, to not believe it, not necessarily validated or invalidated, but just not allow yourself to get swooped up by it, to take some deep breaths. But it's the single most important thing you can do. Stop the cascade from building. Stop reinforcing the old habit. So as uncomfortable, unfamiliar, unusual as it will be at first, it's a very important step to take. So now the next step, after stopping, taking some deep breaths, the next step is to take notice. In that situation, in a situation you may be in a situation you may face, to take notice of what you were thinking. So in that situation that's past, take notice now, just quietly in your mind's eye, of what the thoughts were that were going through your head. There could have been a many varied thoughts going through your head, but just see the words right now and see the most powerful words that were going through your head. What were you telling yourself? What were you thinking? What were you believing? See those words as if they're on a screen in your mind. And notice too how those words made you feel. What were the emotions you were experiencing? There could have been many, but there's usually one emotion that's the strongest. It could be shame, self-loathing, self-criticism. It could be anxiety, overwhelm, fear, insignificance. What is the emotion, the strongest emotion you're experiencing? Put a word to it. And again, this is a skill that develops with time. But put a word to it for now. How did you experience that emotion in your body? Where did you notice it the most? in that situation you're bringing to mind, or in the situation you're in, or when you anticipate, where do you experience that in your body? Is it a tightness or a heaviness in your chest? Is it a difficulty breathing? Is it a nauseousness, a tightness in your tummy? Do you feel it in your jaw, your shoulders? Where is the distress in your body the strongest? This is the somatic manifestation of the distress. Where do you feel it the strongest? When you think about that emotion, that strongest emotion, where do you feel it most in your body? Where did you feel it, and where do you feel it now? What triggered the whole thing? Was it something you were thinking or believing about yourself, the past or the future? Was it something external to you and something someone said or did that triggered it? What triggered the whole thing? What did you do in that situation or not do because of it? What were the urges you had? Yelling, screaming, or just crying, or hyperventilating, or pacing, or ruminating, or seeking reassurance? What were you doing or not doing in that situation? Notice too what you were thinking, believing about yourself. What were you thinking or believing about the past or about the future? What did you need most in that situation? If you had a magic wand and you could get anything, what did you need most? Now we're going to move on to the next step, which is to observe what happens when you just notice thoughts, feelings, somatic experiences and behaviors without reacting to them. When you just notice without immediately validating or letting it take over you. So in your mind's eye, I'd like you to take a long, slow, deep breath in. And then just repeat to yourself 3 times each of these phrases as you finish the sentence. So you take a long, slow, deep breath in. And just quietly repeat to yourself, I notice the feeling of, and finish that sentence. Take another long, slow, deep breath in. I notice the feeling of. And then another long, slow, deep breath in. I notice the feeling of. And then I notice the thought of. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. And let it go. I notice the thought of. Finish that sentence. And again, another long, slow, deep breath in. I notice the thought of. Let that breath go. I notice the feeling in my body of. Take a long, slow, deep breath in and complete that sentence. I notice the feeling in my body of. Complete that sentence and a long, slow breath out. And one more time. I notice the urge to do or to not do. Take a long, slow, deep breath and complete that sentence. Doing that again two more times. And now noticing the original trigger and everything that cascaded after that, I notice the trigger of take a long, slow, deep breath in and out and let it go, nice and slow. I notice the original trigger of noticing all it triggered. Long, slow, deep breath in and out and let it go. And then one more time. And I notice I'm believing, thinking about myself, the past, the future, and what I wanted most. Completing those sentences. A long, slow, deep breath in and out and let it go. I notice I'm believing of myself, thinking of myself, the past, the future, and what I wanted most. Complete those sentences and let it go one more time. And just notice already how much more separate you feel from these very damning, critical, anxiety-provoking thoughts. Notice how much separation, how less engulfed you feel. And the last step is to think about that situation and think now about how, if it were to happen again, how you might respond in a very opposite way. So think of one specific thing you would do that would be very different, markedly different, opposite to what you did in this situation that you'd do in the future. You'd make a commitment to yourself to do differently and experiment with different ways of responding in opposite ways. Find what works for you. So take some time to think how, if this situation were to arise again, one specific way you would respond differently. There's lots and lots of different ways. But if we tend to respond with self-criticism, you can show yourself self-compassion and kindness and forgiveness. If you tend to respond with anxiety, you could respond with confidence and positive coping. You can put on some happy music and dance around where you would have instead ruminated and dwelled. You can physically shake it off, go for a walk. You can grab a phone and talk to a friend who's supportive and kind. You can read a book or listen to a meditation. You can do something pleasing like some art. Whatever it is, it's one thing that you're going to do that would be the exact opposite to what you might have done in the past. The other part of P is to take a moment when we get hijacked like this, to show ourselves compassion. Sometimes people will put their hand on their heart and be kind to themselves. Remember, these are just old habits. Old habits they're learning to break. They're just old habits. They're not necessarily truth. They're just old habits. And we're learning new habits. New ways of thinking. New ways of responding. New ways of feeling. Breaking old habits of self-criticism, catastrophizing, magnifying, black and white thinking. New habits of approaching feared situations and thinking positively. New habits of believing in yourself and complimenting yourself. New habits of simple things like listening to music when something's upsetting to shift your mood instead of focusing on it and beating yourself up more. These are all new habits, and new habits take time to develop. So showing yourself compassion is compassion for your current experience, but trusting that it's only now, it's temporary, it won't be forever. So just plan to show yourself a bit of compassion, a bit of kindness, a bit of forgiveness, understanding that this is the way you feel now, it's not forever. So when you do this exercise, whether you listen to the recording or follow along on the sheet, it's important to also reflect upon how this exercise was helpful for you today. And it'll be helpful in different ways each and every time you do it. So just to recap, whenever you feel distressed, the most important thing you can do is stop. Stop. Not immediately believe the thoughts and the feelings. Stop. Breathe so you can calm yourself down and unhook yourself from these distressing thoughts and feelings. Stop. Take some deep breaths. Take notice of what's happening, the thoughts, the feelings, the somatic experience, the urges, what triggered the whole thing, what you're believing about yourself, about the past, the future, and what you want desperately most in that situation. Observe what happens as you just notice. Take note of these thoughts. Take some deep breaths and repeat it 3 times each thing. And then plan to respond in an opposite way and plan to show yourself compassion. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.